The Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, says it has complied with the PURC's directive to draw a timetable for its load shedding program. Confirming this to Radio Ghana, the ECG's PRO for Accra West, Eric Asante, said customers will experience a 12-hour power interruption at least four times a week. He was quick to add that the situation may change depending on some factors. Mr. Asante indicated that the ECG, in collaboration with the Energy Commission, has drawn up outreach programs to educate the public on electricity conservation.
ECG has complied with the directive. If you have a look at the Ghanaian Times and the Daily Graphic, with the Ghanaian Times on page 16 and 17, we have the load shedding program enumerated there. You would have Accra divided into four groups, and when you go off in the morning at 6 a.m., you're coming back at 8 p.m. in the evening. Then when it's in the, you go off in the morning, the next time you don't go off in the morning again, you go off in the evening from 6 p.m. Although we've said that 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next day, most of the time after the peak period, when the situation improves around 10 p.m. thereabout, customers are peaked and they enjoy supply till the next morning. So the maximum number of times people would, or customers would go off is just four times within the week. That is the maximum. If and 12 hours within a period, although in the night, just after the peak period, customers are peaked, although we've stated that it's 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. So ECG has complied with the load shedding timetable. The guide is out.
What plans have you laid out to carry out some educational programs for the purposes of educating the public, you know, in terms of energy conservation?
Yes, since this load shedding crisis, we have made it clear to our customers that it is proper that we use the energy as and when we need it, we really need it. You don't put on the lights and leave the room without putting them off. We have gone on air several times, and there are plans in place also to educate customers. The Energy Commission has also taken it upon themselves to also educate our valued customers on the need to conserve energy. About 30% of the energy that is supplied to our customers go with people use the supply as and when they don't need it. It is proper that we make sure we save the 30% energy that is going with. We can all be able to enjoy the supply as and when we really need them. So ECG will be rolling out a plan to go on most of the networks and explain to our customers the need and how to conserve energy.
Mr. Asante noted that the resumption of gas flow from the West Africa gas pipeline is not a panacea to load shedding. He said gas flow is a gradual process. He was hopeful that the problem will be rectified in the not-too-distant future when Ghana's gas starts flowing and the Asogli and Abwasi thermal plants are working at full capacity.
We will be having gas flowing from the Nigerian gas and to us to also augment whatever energy need that we need here to improve the supply situation. Asogli, which thrives solely on gas, will be running, and definitely there will be an improvement in the situation that is giving us about 180 megawatts. So since Monday, we had indications that the Nigerian arrest that caused the curtailment of gas to Ghana has been resolved, and definitely as they start work, we will not be checking instant supply of the gas. It is going to be a gradual process. Even when they were working, the 120 million standard cubic Ghana Grid Company requires to give us enough gas to power some of the plants that Abwasi and Asogli were erratic. It was not constant. Sometimes they give us below the amount, sometimes they give us far below the expectation. So what is happening is that it's good news. Once we start operation, it means that we are going to get some amount of gas before our own gas that we want to rely on, that is that trouble, comes on board. So it is good news. We have had indications that gas has been restored to us, and we are hoping that within the subsequent weeks, we will be getting the standard cubic feet that we need to power Asogli and other gas plants at Abwasi to also improve the situation, but not to say that the load shedding will end if we get the supply for gas from the field.
Do you foresee a relaxation of the load shedding?
Yes. I can sure say that the improvement of the power situation is in sight. We would have a relief if the gas comes on board. We will be able to power Asogli. Asogli, that gives us 180 megawatts, will come on board, and the maintenance works that are ongoing at Abwasi will be completed by the end of this month, and definitely some amount of megawatts will be coming on stream. So if we'll be shedding any amount of load, that will be at the instance of Bitco, will be within the range of 250 to 300, and that would relax the load shedding. And currently, in the previous week, we were shedding, ECG was asked to shed around 500, and that was quite a huge amount of megawatts being shed. 400 megawatts is even more than the whole of Accra, even some parts of other regions in addition. So that was quite huge. But if those plans I've mentioned, Asogli and and other plants come on board, that is a reduction of the amount that is being shed, and that will be an improvement of the situation.
Accra West PRO of ECG, Erica Sante.